Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Celebrity gossip enthusiasts. I'm Us Weekly's entertainment director, Travis Cronin, and you're tuned into Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood podcast, where we break down all of the hottest celebrity gossip stories of the week, separating fact from fiction and, you know, snarky replies. We've got it all. I couldn't do this alone. And while our deputy baby woman is healing in the hospital from an easy procedure, no need to worry about her. She should be back. We are joined by the lovely and talented Gwen Flamberg. Hi.
Well, hello. Good day to you, Trav. Good day. How are you?
You know, I'm good, Gwen, because there are a lot of really fun celebrity gossip stories this week, and I'm done talking about Prince Harry's Todger just for this week. Just for this week. So, you know, before we get into all of these really salacious and fun stories of the week, let us always start with our woes of the week. These are the stories that just made our co-hosts just go aghast, clutch their proverbial pearls, and, you know, say woe. That's the spoiler. That's how it works. Gwen Flamberg, what made you go woe this week?
Well, Travis, Kim Kardashian is at it
again. I knew it.
It was not enough for her to borrow the gown of Marilyn Monroe to wear to the Met Gala. She has now become the owner of another iconic fashion item. This time it is Princess Diana's Atala cross, the cross that is sapphires and diamonds. And it actually never belonged to Princess Diana, but she borrowed it from its owner, Naeem Atala. It's called the Atala cross several times, most notably, Trav, when she wore the revenge dress. Remember the black off the shoulder Catherine and Walker gown? It became known as Diana's revenge dress because she just looked
amazing and
beyond
hot.
Gorgeous,
yeah,
stylish, chic, hot, fashionable, as opposed to at the time when Camilla was very, very dumpy and dowdy and everyone was kind of like, what is Prince Charles thinking? But that cross, it is sapphires and diamonds. Kim bid on it at a Sotheby's auction, the Sotheby's Royals and Noble auction. And she paid, do you know what she paid for it, Trav?
I do.
200,000 big ones. I mean, it's just so strange to me. On one hand, it's so strange to me because it's like the fact that she wants to own these iconic pieces to make herself more iconic, more legitimate.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, it's kind of like, well, who's having the last laugh? She's actually owning these iconic artifacts now. They are hers. And you know what the Kardashians have always been really good at doing is just transforming the narrative to be their own. And now, you know, she's got Marilyn Monroe's dress. She's got Princess Diana's cross. What is next? What's next?
Well, I know what's next, Gwen, because I see a pattern here. And I see how the Kardashians are the biggest social media influencers. They wear something, people see it and buy either the like or a dupe. But Kim Kardashian, where is she supposed to look? She's supposed to look to the legends of yesteryear, and they are her influencers, and she is buying up everything that comes across her For You page. So, you know, I see Elizabeth Taylor diamonds in the future.
Definitely.
Who is her icon. I see her buying things from Cher. You know, just every iconic presence who she likes seem to be who she's influenced by.
I'm waiting for her to get her hands on some Bob Mackie dresses.
Oh, my God. Oh, God, I got one in mind for her. But it's nice to see, you know, the influencers being influenced, because after all, they're just like us.
They're just like us. And guys, if you don't know about this story, you don't know the necklace and you want to see that gorgeous cross, you know what to do. Go to usmagazine.com/stylish and you can read all about it.
Yeah. And if you haven't seen it, the necklace is not what you think it looks like. It is much more Catholic priest vibes than I thought it was going to be before I looked at it. Well, my woe of the week goes to Miss Miley Cyrus. She released her biggest single in the history of her career this week, called Flowers. And it is a breakup anthem. And it is so clearly directed at Liam Hemsworth. And to call these Easter eggs is sort of a stretch, because they've already found them. The Easter eggs, it's like that one your parent puts for like the three-year-old in the house that's right on top of the table. That's what these Easter eggs are. So not only does she cover Bruno Mars's song, If I Was Your Man, she follows the lines, you know, I can buy myself flowers. He said, I should have bought you flowers. And reportedly, Liam Hemsworth dedicated that song to Miley Cyrus when they broke up. So not only did she take the chorus of that and throw it in Liam's face, but she also released it in the States the day after his birthday, but it was actually in Australia where he was his actual birthday. And the shade of it is, she also wears a gold dress that people think might be Jennifer Lawrence's from the Hunger Games premiere, but she definitely wears a black blazer that looks exactly like the one that he wore to Avengers Endgame, where they notoriously had a spat on the red carpet. She tried to push him away and take solo shots with her Miley tongue, and he said, would you please behave for once? You can see him mouthing. And so just all of that shade and revenge just really made me go whoa, and was just fantastic.
Who doesn't love a great breakup song? Who doesn't love like that shade being thrown at somebody's ex, especially when the breakup was so public?
The breakup was so public, and that, you know, the 5 seconds on the red carpet really sort of got me anti Liam Hemsworth, because it's when you can you behave for once. Like, bro, it's not even your movie, and she's Miley Cyrus. I thought she told you she can't be tamed, but apparently you had to be told a second time. Well, let us get into some of the news, because I can't wait to talk about this first topic, Gwen. Kanye West is married. Us Weekly can confirm.
Wild.
So wild. After Kanye West went missing following a string of wildly inappropriate and unneeded anti-Semitic outbursts, it was reported and confirmed by Us last week that Kanye West, who is 45, married Bianca Sensory. Sensory Sensori. We'll figure out next week. You know, with Kanye West girlfriends, you know, I don't learn how to pronounce their names for a week, but this is now his wife. She is 27, and they married in an intimate ceremony in Beverly Hills. There's still no marriage papers filed. So they had a marriage ceremony, but haven't done the paperwork. I mean, he's weird, so who can explain it? The two first started to spark dating rumors in early January when they were spotted dining together at the Waldorf Astoria in LA. But their relationship appears to date back even further. In December 2022, Kanye West released a song called Sensory, spelled how she spells her name, C-E-N-S-O-R-I, Overload, which seemingly makes reference to her last name. And if you want to know a little bit about her, I got that for you too. Per her LinkedIn profile, she is an architectural designer for the brand Yeezy, which of course Kanye owns. She's been with the brand since November 2020, which is how she first met Kanye. And before working with Kanye, yay, if you will, call just Dick, if whatever you want to call him.
Yeah.
You know, she
inappropriate
is a good one. She was a student architect at DB Toscano Architects, which is a design consult firm in Tel Aviv. And one thing they seem to have in common is a love for fashion and design. You know, he loves that because she also started her own jewelry company, Nylons, in 2016. And she explained that she created the brand after, quote, laying around with mesh and then pushing crystals inside the meshing and just making really simple chokers. Well, I love crystal mesh, as I always love to say. So, you know, love crystal mesh, but hate Kanye. What do you think about this wild wedding, Gwen?
I'm just counting down the days until it's over because we know that it's not going to last very long. Ye has many, many children, and these children don't need to be confused by a new wife in the mix. Kanye, Ye, whatever we want to call him, is being his usual narcissistic, selfish self. And yeah, we'll see what happens. I think it's kind of wild that we couldn't even track them dating. We just all of a sudden saw that he got hitched.
Well, it's not so normal. Hard. It's so hard to track a couple like this when they're dating because they're also coworkers.
Right.
So, you know, they're out to lunch. She's an attractive young woman. He's a rich, powerful single guy, but they're employees, but now they're married. So we can confirm that they're also dating. It's such a strange story.
Very strange.
I know. Well, we will see what we can dig up if they're going to have like a lavish ceremony or sign the papers. Something tells me they're not going to do either, but we will see. Well, Gwen, more than I love about a wild marriage story is a story that Us Weekly got to break exclusively. Don't you agree?
Always, always, always.
It just feels nice to have the competitors catching after us versus, you know, me having to catch up after them. So love that. And it is Selena Gomez is dating the Chainsmokers' Drew Taggart. If you don't know who Drew is, he is the shorter, cuter one of the Chainsmokers, not the taller guy. You're welcome. Now, he's 33. She is 30 years old. And a source tells us that they are dating and things are still new. They met through mutual friends and they have an instant connection and they really like where things are going. The source also says they've been talking ever since that they've been into each other and have fun getting to know each other. Now, Drew had another girlfriend just a few weeks back.
Poor dear.
I know Eve Jobs. You know her last name because her dad invented Apple, but they were dating up until New Year's. A source close to Drew told us that there's no overlap at all with him and legend Gomez. They were spotted as recently as this last weekend at the Gutter. The bowling alley in New York City, that's sort of, I don't love the Gutter, but they were spotted at the Gutter. It's a very, very low-key hipster bowling place in Williamsburg. Definitely not a celeb hotspot. Again, no shade to the Gutter, but it's a dive bar. And according to an eyewitness, they were making out during their time on the lanes. She also took some pictures and autographs with some fans. But I think they're cute. I think they're cute. The Chainsmokers and Selena Gomez have worked together about like 10 years ago. So, you know, this is not coming from a source, but I feel like he's had a crush on her the whole time.
Who hasn't had a crush on Selena?
That's true. That's true. Most people have.
I mean, when we broke this story, Travis, there was violence on the interwebs. People couldn't believe it. They thought that we were making it up. But of course, it is, in fact, very true. I love that Selena is dating a musician because, you know, she was always music first, even though I'm obsessed with Only Murders in the Building. And, you know, he's a little bit less famous than her. So that's always how it works out better.
Yeah, you like that combo.
And I just hope she has a lot of fun.
Me too. I always thought Legend was a little better of an actor than she was of a singer. Not that I don't love so many of her songs, but, you know, I'm glad that she's with someone musical and artistic. Again, a little bit less famous than her is great. Yeah. And he's super cute and seems nice. So happy for them. And we will continue to follow their relationship. I'm just really happy that Selena Gomez has like a guy that she's interested about. And it's been so long. She's been through so many horrible things with her documentary, rehab, diagnosis, Justin Bieber of it all. I mean, Selena Gomez really deserves this more than almost anyone in Hollywood. So happy for her.
Yes.
Well, let's stay, put that happiness aside, Gwen, because we got to move on to Britney Spears. And it is not a lovely tale. It is full of toxicity, one might say. Well, Britney Spears was at a video of her at a restaurant recently made the rounds on social media after rumors of her having a mental breakdown were posted by the gossip site TMZ. But Britney Spears took to her Instagram to poke fun at the situation. Now, this is a video of her and Sam at an LA restaurant having pasta. And the video, she does look very, I think a kind word is scatterbrained and all over the place, I can say, with, you know, being kind to her mental health. Mm-hmm. But she posted on January 18th, just mere days ago, of herself with a cat filter and a sticker of pasta. And she says, quote, "All right, the best thing about the TMZ video to me personally, I'm starving, was the pasta. What if I jumped from one table to the next in the video and ate all of the pasta? Wouldn't that be hot?" She asked when Sam entered the frame of her video that she posted and quipped, "like a cat," along with the story. Britney also posted a video of her flipping off the camera with no caption, and Sam posted on his own Instagram, "don't believe what you read online, people." That's a little weird because we didn't read it. We saw it. Now, this was a dinner on January 14th, and an eyewitness told TMZ that Britney was reportedly acting, quote, manic and talking gibberish, prompting Sam to storm out of the restaurant and that she left shortly after. The night of the restaurant incident, Britney posted on Instagram, "I know the news is all hyped about me of being a little drunk at a restaurant. It's like they'll be watching my every move. I'm so flattered about me, like the maniac then and have the..."
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Balls to talk about all of the negative things that happened in my past. However, insiders who work at the restaurant did report that Britney was not the problem. The restaurant employee said that the disruptor wasn't Britney. It was the diner who taunted her by taking a video of her without a consent. She was trying to hide behind a dinner menu, they said. That explains why Britney was understandably upset and that Sam only left the building to get their car but did not storm out. Really good two sides to every story for that TMZ and the reporting by Page Six of the employee of the restaurant. Because after I saw that video, I was very concerned. But hearing from the employee, I feel a little bit better. What are your takes on this manic pasta gate?
You know, as I say over and over again, I am truly worried about Britney because she's just acting so erratically. She also was just in Maui and got a tattoo. She posted an Instagram reel of her getting the ink, but then she posted that she got the tattoo and that it was so terrible and she can't show a picture of it because it sucks. It really sucks.
Yes.
So God knows what she got. She's obviously going to get it fixed, but like, homegirl is just acting very erratically, and it's worrisome.
It is. And that tattoo was on her forearm. It's a very, very public place to get that. And then that she had, like, the tattoo artist was doing it while she was standing up and had her arm out. You know, as a person with a forearm tattoo, that they make you put it down on a flat, cushy surface.
Put it on a, yes, on a steady surface.
I was very confused about that tattoo fixing where that tattoo artist was just letting her hold her arm out straight. I mean, I don't like that at all.
Not good. None of it is good.
It's not good at all. Not good at all. Well, let's move on to Alec Baldwin, who is having a more rough day than Britney Spears. So Alec Baldwin was charged today with two counts of involuntary manslaughter in the death of Hylena Hutchins. Now, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, who you remember from us reporting on this when it happened, was the armorer on the film Rust. And she was also charged with two counts of involuntary manslaughter. Now, the armorer is the person who checks the guns for safety, makes sure they're not loaded, puts them on the prop, and then Alec, of course, was the actor who fired the gun that was not properly checked to see if it wasn't loaded.
You know, he's saying that he didn't fire the gun. Meanwhile, there's forensic evidence that shows that he fired the gun because experts say there's no way that that bullet would have been released unless he had pulled the trigger.
Right.
So I don't understand why he is adding shade to this story. It was a terrible, horrific accident, but someone's dead.
Yeah. And how can you say that you didn't fire the gun? It's like there's cameras there. It's a movie set. There's tons of witnesses. And from the shots that we shot, it seemed very clear that Alec fired the gun. And it was, you know, his character that was doing it. I just don't really understand. But Hylena Hutchins, the woman who's passed, her family released a statement right after the DA office shared the charges that were being filed. They said, "We want to thank Santa Fe Sheriff and District Attorney for concluding their thorough investigation and determining that charges for involuntary manslaughter are warranted for the killing of Hylena and conscious disregard for human life." Our independent, now the DA's office said, our independent investigation also supports that charges are warranted. "It is a comfort to the family that in New Mexico, no one is above the law. We support our charges. We fully cooperate with this prosecution and fervently hope the justice system works to protect the public and hold accountable those who broke the law." Now, the New Mexico First Judicial District Attorney, what a mouthful, Mary Carmack Altwies, announced the charges Thursday morning, more than a year and a half after this tragic death. And Assistant Director Dave Hall signed a plea agreement for the charge of negligent use of a deadly weapon. The terms of his agreement suspended sentence and 6 months of probation, the district attorney announced. Now, this sort of, looking at it as not a lawyer, our lawyer is not here today, Sarah, our legal trainer is not here, but it makes me feel that the accountability that Alec has for firing a prop weapon is far, far less than the person in charge of readying those guns for the set. And it seems that Alec was completely a puppet and had no idea. So I get how that is involuntary manslaughter, and that's a charge that could be brought up against him. But am I making sense? Doesn't this feel strange that he is getting involuntary manslaughter, even though he was literally just the actor following the part?
I agree. I think that it's very, I was really shocked when the announcement came in that these charges were going to be criminal. But I guess an accident like this, for it to be avoided in the future, there has to be accountability so that, you know, in the future, every single person on that set would be a bit more just mindful of what's happening. You know, on a film set where guns are being fired, first of all, I really hope that they do some more investigation and they figure out, like, what happened there. It is still unclear what happened there. How did live ammunition end up in that weapon?
Well, there's no
need. I feel bad for Alex. I feel bad for his family.
I do too. I do too.
It makes it is what it is.
Right. And I guess that is the law. But I thought that it was so wrong for them charging Alec. But now to hear that the assistant director signed a plea agreement for his charge of negligent use of a deadly weapon, that I guess if the assistant director is accountable, then Alec is accountable as well. It just seems like a total mistake that, you know, he shouldn't have to go down for.
Right.
Well, it is wild, and we will be letting you know about all of Alec's trial dates coming up. Again, it's just a really sad situation, and I'm more just confused. So, you know, I bet I can find someone to answer those questions. We'll be back next week letting you know, since the news just broke this morning, about what charges Alec could really be facing, if this is sort of just he's guilty and gets probation because he was involved in this, and they're more trying to set a precedent that everyone should be double checking their weapons on set.
Right.
Well, in our last story, we're going to go to Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. I feel like we haven't talked to them in a while. Mm-hmm. Did you see this week how she said that she had a little PTSD before their wedding because of what happened last time?
Understandable. J-Lo, she's just like us.
She's just like us. She gets scared just like us. She said, quote, because her new Shotgun Wedding movie is coming out. She's doing a lot of press for that. Of course, whenever I see her and Josh Duhamel, I remember that Armie Hammer was supposed to be the star of that movie, and just get cringy vibes all over again. J-Lo says, we were planning to get married in August in Savannah. The family was going to be there. Everyone's going to be there. It was so stressful. A month before, and I didn't know if you guys know this, but a month before that, 20 years ago, we were supposed to get married. And then Jimmy Kimmel, as she was talking to, said, I did hear that. And J-Lo said, and it kind of all fell apart back then. And this time I was absolutely having PTSD. Like, is this happening? Is this going to fall apart? J-Lo says, we were so happy, but I just felt the wedding was so stressful. And one day Ben said, F it, let's just go to Vegas and get married tonight. He was like, go to rehearsal for your show and you get back here and I'll have everything set up. She said it was funny because you have to go and get the license first and the whole thing. So we were standing at not the DMV, but whatever county's clerk's office, and just sitting there, and Ben standing there. And there was this couple in front of us, a gay couple behind us. And we were just like in line with them from 10 p.m. until midnight. We went last minute, and everybody was kind of chill. Nobody was freaking out, but they were talking to us like, hey, what are we doing here? Why are you getting married? And I thought this was the sweetest thing for Ben Affleck to do, of J-Lo having PTSD. I don't know what you call PTSD cold feet. I'm sure that J-Lo is going to coin a term because she's been through it a couple times. But it was just so sweet of him that she's like, you know, I'm afraid it's going to go south right beforehand like it did last time. He's like, let's just go get married in Vegas so you aren't stressed about this aspect for the wedding. I mean, adorable.
Well, and now we know. Remember, at the time, we were kind of like, how did this happen? When did they decide to do this? Why are they getting married 18 times? You know, right. So like, that makes sense. It is really sweet. Again, it is so much stars. They're just like us. It's such a reality-based way that they handled that situation. And I love it.
Yeah.
But how about that dress that she wore to the Shotgun premiere?
Sheer
sparkling Valentino. It looked like the J-Lo glow in like dress form.
It did. And I was so surprised it was Valentino, because it was giving me like Ellie Saab, like all of that. It was
beautiful. Valentino, yes.
It was gorgeous. That yellow ribbon underneath. I mean, everything that J-Lo wears, just as soon as I see her face and I'm about to scroll down to the neck, I already know I'm going to get excited. Well, absolutely. thank you, J-Lo, for really a true, honest thank you, J-Lo, for bringing it to every red carpet and just making us smile and gag at the glam. And thank you to Gwen for helping me spill all of this piping hot celebrity this week. Again, this is Travis Cronin on Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast with your weekly peek into the glamour, glitter, fashion, fame of your favorite celebrities. Because after all, Gwen, they're not aliens. They're just like us. They sure are. Well, we will be back next week with a new episode. And again, I'm so excited to not be talking about Prince Harry this week. It's nice to have a new bit of celebrities. We'll see you
Nobody
next week.
Nobody has frostbitten their bits this week.
Not yet. But it is winter, so frost and todgers could be on the horizon to the North Pole.
Sure.
All right. We'll catch you next week. See you then.
Bye.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.